catch the first train.
It's a song called Broken Hearted Beats.
AMS Events proudly presents Tim Chasen with Poor Young Things, November 29th at the Pit Pub. With his newest album, The Other Side, the pride of PEI is quite literally going back to his roots. The album takes on a tinge of maritime roots and folk, incorporating an array of acoustic instruments and a warm, transparent production style. Since 2009's Broken Hearted Beat, audiences were introduced to a golden-voiced young performer-slash-songwriter with a mosaic-like approach to writing music named Tim Chasen, and he's an act you don't want to miss. Thursday, November 29th at the Pit Pub. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Good evening, faithful listeners. It's just a few minutes before the start of Exploding Head Movies, and the wonderful experience it is with me, your host, Gak. This is a little Riz Ortolani and Una Solatra in the background. But before, actually, I get into the show proper and after the pre-recorded episode of Sore Throat Stuffing Ads we just heard there, just want to make sure that you're aware that Lucky's Comics on Main Street this Thursday, November 29th, along with Jay Arner, there will be Korean Gut, and more specifically, it will be Korean Gut's final show ever. Jarrett Evans Sampson, one of the members of Korean Gut, made the announcement last week that the local surf rock act are going to part ways with new projects for everyone already lined up. I've got them twice live, and they bring such a positive energy, so this last show of theirs should be a doozy. Although there was talk of a lot more singles coming out, either through Mammoth Cave and then Kingfisher Blues, but at the very least, by the sounds of it, Bandcamp will be your source for what's left of Korean Gut's recordings. Although currently posted right now, there are a whole bunch of songs there, even a couple live songs taken from Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR. But this song, is available for free download, and it continues on in their vein of love and surf songs about comic books. So long live Korean Gut. This is If You Want. If You Want. So stay tuned to CITR. Exploding Head Movies is coming up next.
Unless you want, if you want. Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Was one of the best rough ballads from his mighty repertoire, Tom Waits, with the very month that we are still in, November, and that's from his score to the William S. Burroughs and Robert Wilson play The Black Rider, which eventually appeared on the 1993 album with about half of the play's songs. November has remained a live favorite whenever that rapscallion decides to hit the road. I know he comes into town all the time for some acting gigs, but I'm at the point where I'm willing to fly to wherever I can get a ticket for him. But a few years ago, there was an actual legitimate, authorized performance of The Black Rider here. I think it was part of one of the Push Festivals or one of the Fringe Festivals a few years back on Greve Island. Well worth it. Brilliant German expressionist action there. And before that, we heard Korean Gut with If You Want. And as mentioned before the show, Korean Gut play their last show ever at Lucky's Comics with Jay Arner this Thursday, November 29th. $5 will have you somehow squeeze into that store and gallery there. Should be quite the number there. And behind me, this is Jimmy McGriff with Tight Times of his 1969 album Electric Funk. So, for this melancholy Monday, you are now tuned into Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here, found on UBC's rebellious community radio station, the CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver in the Lower Mainland. Everywhere else, you can catch us on the web, citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be painting everyone's faces blue until 9 p.m. Phone number of the station is 604-822-2487. Although the phone's been ringing for the past show repeatedly right now, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Apparently everyone liked that repeat broadcast. Yeah. You can always catch me via email as well, too. RadioFreeGak@gmail.com. So I will be your sole live presence this evening at the station as Gavin, host of The Jazz Show, as a benefit appearance tonight somewhere in North Van, so I'll be holding the fort down here as best as I can. And towards the end of the show, we're going to listen to bits from Antoine Duhamel's score to Jean-Luc Godard's 1965 classic film Pierrot le Fou. Otherwise, we're going to start off with a bit of a sideways electronic vibe here with Vancouver duo Evie Jane. And that's the duo of Evelyn Mason and Jeremiah Klein. They've been a big part of the West Coast rave and DJ scene for quite some time, either performing or organizing events. And earlier this year, they released a self-titled 12-inch through the King Deluxe label, featuring two original tracks and a whole bunch of remixes of those tracks. So, one of those tracks I consider to be one of the sexiest songs of the year. So this is Evie Jane with Say So, here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Didn't I tell you? Not to be so kind to me. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
I'm gonna go get some more.
the forthcoming Tales of the I almost got it right. Tales of the Expected. How unexpected that expected appeared there. Tales of the Expected. That was Total Normal with Simba. And Total Normal is the project of Parisian Thierry Vaudor, who originally started playing bass in various rock acts before studying jazz and big band arrangement, which led Vaudor to the University of Montreal, home of CISM 89.3. And it's there where Vaudor's interests in work in instrumental and electroacoustical music allowed him to eventually progress to work onto art installations and then into the world of sound design. And Total Normal marks a return to composition for him, and his website features a lot of his music, mixing nice jazzy bass lines with strings, staccato samples, and breaks. Just fantastic stuff. So check out totalnormal.tk, like Thomas Kilo. And that's where his music is. You'll also find it on SoundCloud, too, for a lot of his cinematic wonders. I'll be highlighting more music from Tales of the Expected, which will be out next week through Momental Records. And incidentally, Vaudor found Exploding Head Movies through this show's Mixcloud and Facebook pages. So if you make any music that fits into all the wild pursuits of whimsy that I pursue, or know anyone else who does, feel free to expand my horizons. Send it that way. I have email, radiofreegag@gmail.com. Just look up mixcloud.com/XHM. Just search for Exploding Head Movies on Facebook. On Twitter, I'm at 100Air. On Tumblr, I think it's Exploding Head Movies. Google Plus, you'll have to search for it. But if you do have physical media, send what you can to the station here, CITR, room 233 of the Student Union Building, UBC campus of Vancouver, British Columbia and Canada. V6T1Z1, so that's Victor 6 Tango 1 Zebra 1. I'm Gak, and this is Exploding Head Movies. In the background, this is Teebs with LSP, because I have to be spelling everything here. LSP. And this is off last year's Collections 01 album, which features Austin Peralta, a jazz pianist prodigy, who tragically died a few days ago at the young age of 22. And Peralta had been a staple of the jazz scene in Los Angeles. He appeared on the Brainfeeder label, which is run by Flying Lotus. And before the age of 16, Peralta already had two albums out on some major labels in Japan based on his piano playing. No word yet as to the cause of Peralta's death, but it was sudden. And it's a bit of a shock, especially if you saw Flylo live when he was in town a few weeks ago. And I believe Peralta helped out, although my notes aren't totally clear. So from his own album, last year's Endless Planets, this is Austin Peralta with Introduction, The Lotus Flower. And sadly, we'll then have to segue to another recent death in the music and film world.
Thank you. Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
From the score to the 2000 film The Golden Bowl, that was Richard Robbins with American City. Robbins was a composer that worked extensively with the Merchant Ivory Film Production Company, noted for its frequent adaptation of Edwardian novels and Indian settings. And Robbins passed away a few weeks ago due to Parkinson's disease. He was a 71. I only found out about this news recently, which tells me that my Google News alerts aren't working as expected, so I've been scrambling to find some of Robbins' scores, including his Oscar-nominated work for Howard's End and The Remains of the Day, and hopefully I'll have some luck soon for a bit of genteel British drama. Behind me, this is Florida's Million Young with his take on one of Eric Satie's trademark compositions, Je ne peux dire, No. 1, which in 1888 made for an interesting parallel to the then-impressionist movement, though the dissonant repetition acted almost as an epic precursor to minimalism and ambient music. Though John Cage actually lumped in the three gymnopedies with Satie's furniture music of the 1910s, which is where it truly became background music. amidst the myriad of other avenues of exploration, Exploding Head Movies is known to chase a look into ambient music, and its roots has long in the cards. Yeah, it's been long in the cards there. Half an hour, an hour and a half, an hour, plus a half hour. It seems kind of cruel. We'll see what I can do, but from a film standpoint, Jim Lopez, number one, appears in many a soundtrack, ranging from the Royal Tenenbaums to My Dinner with Andre to countless video games. It's 8 o'clock here in Vancouver. You're listening to CITR, Vancouver 101.9 FM. Also on the web, CITR.ca. So we're going to get a little bit more peppy here, starting off with Miguel Jontel Pimentel, who performs under just his first name. And after working with the confines of typical R&B for a while, then having his debut album All I Want Is You shelved for 2 years, Miguel opted to change styles up into something more idiosyncratic. And once All I Want Is You came out in late 2010, it became a sleeper hit through his relentless touring. And his old label Jive got absorbed into RCA, and in this case, the new team at RCA worked with him to become a bit more alternative. And oddly enough, Miguel fits into that Frank Ocean realm, sort of that vibe right now in music. So that's almost cutting-edge R&B. And there's a lot of great stuff coming out that way. So from his second album, Kaleidoscopic Dream. Actually, it's not ick, it's just Kaleidoscope Dream. This is Miguel with Do You here on Exploding Head Movies.
Do you like drugs? Have you ever felt alone? Do you still
you. How could it be Nuke? How could it be my cheating ways through? How could it be it's me in a suit about to get a white suit, about to get a night job just to keep my mind grounded in you. And all that jazz. What else can make a nigga spend all his cash? A chick with a face, a chick with a little skinny waist, a chick with a mind to match a nice taste. Plus I got the mind that's natural like wings. Why you wanna tie me up like Rick James? Reverse the pulse, as long as you got them little high heels on.
About you all the time, can't get you off my mind.
I know this can't be love.
I know this can't be love.
But baby, it must be love.
But baby, it must be love. Thinking I'm going all the way. I wanna show you, but I'm afraid. I know you say it's all on me. Maybe tonight I'll let you see.
I know this can't be love.
I know this must be love.
But baby, it must be love.
I know. I heard you whisper something to me. Hold me close now, baby, don't leave. Emotions taking over, something's controlling me.
I know this can't be love.
I know this can't be love.
But baby, it must be love.
But baby, it must be love. What am I feeling? It's getting stronger, and I can't hold it back for much longer. Although we try to be cool, it's all because of you.
Myself into the cyclone. I'm going crazy and I don't know what I'm fighting for. Seems too easy to run from this. In my mind saying I can't really fuck with this. Try to resist, but every passionate kiss blow my mind like a terrorist. You could be mine on some forever shit. I'm intrigued, believe me. Try to be tough, but the look in your face is so delicate. It's something you're doing. You got me in a trance. You got me ruined, doing shit I ain't used to doing. Thinking about a chance, maybe a slow dance. Maybe we hold hands, fur coats and friends. Go diving on beaches with white diamonds in the sand. Then we hang gliding, no we can. And you could be my number one fan. And I could be in love in a club for as long as the song lasts.
The way you make me feel got me going crazy. Tell me what you're doing tonight. I'll be there right away. Take a ride with you all day. Oh, and you know I'm gonna give you my love. Boy, I'm so glad that you're mine. You're all mine. You wanna spend some time with me.
Montreal, That was Jacques Green with his marriage proposal mix of Must Be Love, which appears on the 2010 compilation Skydiver, which is a tribute to Cassie, an American singer, R&B star, who apparently, which was recently revealed in one of those things that I don't really pay attention to, she had a secret engagement to P. Diddy. And I think that is still the case. Meanwhile, Green, a busy man of the Quebec dance scene, when he's not hitting the Montreal clubs, he's dispatched worldwide for his take on House. And in the background right now is another Montrealer. This is Tlon, T-L-O-N, with Das Vergessen. And this is off the 2002 album Acoustic Lazy Dolls. Tlon, might be easier to say, Tlon is the project of Jean-Sébastien Roux, who was primarily active 10 years ago, though most of the music he made is available for free through the Internet Archive, which is just archive.org, so look for T-L-O-N. And I found out about Tlon through the fantastic Tumblr feed Electronic Music Made in Quebec, which I wholeheartedly encourage you to follow if you want to get a mix of obscure music. It doesn't fit into easy genre names and stuff you won't hear anywhere else, much like what you encounter here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver. So up next, more perhaps unclassifiable music. Andy Stott is a producer from Manchester in England, Manchurian, and he's flitted from various IDM genres for several years before, slowing down the beats per minute and allowing the bass to take over. And over the past few releases, Stott has explored where this new texture would lead him. And on his new album, Luxury Problems, Stott has sort of taken that next step, and one asset that Stott has is his former piano teacher, Alison Skidmore, who's also a trained opera singer. He asked her to provide some vocals for his songs, which he then chopped up and processed. So this is a fantastic example coming up here from Luxury Problems. This is Andy Stott with Numb.
Thanks.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Kerner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
My size increased, and now I'm 14 stories high. Stole.
Going back to 1979 off their classic album Reproduction, that was The Human League with Empire State Human. And believe it or not, The Human League are still kicking around. They released an album last year called Credo that apparently actually charted as well, too. One of the singles off that apparently hit some of the indie charts throughout Europe as well, too. So, but one thing I liked about The Human League is that Stephen Merritt, a couple of years ago, helped organize something called Reproductions, which is a whole bunch of covers and tributes to this fantastic synth band from 1978 onwards. Is it 1978? 1977. So close. Vocalist and songwriter Philip Oakey, along with everybody else. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Behind me is George Fenton and Ken Freeman with Forewarning, off the 1980 KPM Music Library album Hand Played by Robots. And based on The Human League, we're going to sort of segue into some newish type of new wave. New wave, as it were, although we're probably post-new wave, for those of you who rely on labels. Yacht, fantastic duo based out of Portland with a bit of Texas roots as well, too. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary, and they're actually having a show at the Echoplex in Los Angeles on December 8th. And earlier this year, they released this little single online through the DFA label, and it's a cover of a Brigitte Fontaine piece. So here's Yacht with the edit version of Le Goudron.
Oh!
What's going on, listeners? On December 6th, the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women is asking you to take a stand.
In remembrance of that fatal day back in 1989, we ask you to stop by the sub and light a candle for the victims who died that day. They'll be there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And for more information, please visit students.ubc.ca/access/women.
As a human rights issue, the effort to end violence against women becomes a government's obligation, not just a good idea.
Queen G up in here! Poitier, bring the party here! Kampala, Montreal, get yours! Una echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, nawe echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, nawe echicho. Footsteps, quiet ones, trying to be the loud ones, claiming that you bounce on me, running when the sun comes, scared of the bass drum. This is where I flow from. V5, both thumb, hands up, throw some, spitting out the bubble gum, feeling so troublesome, standing in the shadow and ready to offend again, staying in the fast lanes, pouring down acid rain. Going insane, funa echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, nawe echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, nawe echicho. Up to no good, I am misunderstood. Bad luck, knock on wood. Yes, I do what I should. So rude in the mood, so glad to be bad. So twisted and screwed. I like to be mad, that's my monster inside. Try to lock it up and hide, but it's out for the ride. Nationwide, I'ma let this thing glide for a while. Get wild, get free. You do you, I do me. Let us in. UG, we're going in. See them doors, kick it in. Kidnap the rhythm. Going in, going in. Get a grip, take no lip. Get yours, that's it. Whatever it is, don't mind about my biz. Biz, money, land, get it. Biz, money, land, get it. Get yours. Got cash, no credit. Get yours. Drop cash, no credit. Funa echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, nawe echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, nawe echicho. Queen G, I got mine, everybody get yours. Here, there, everywhere, take over, don't care. Queen G, I got mine, everybody get yours. Here, there, everywhere, take over, don't care. Funa echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, nawe echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, funa echicho, nawe echicho.
Featuring Queen G there on the vocals, that was G-Slam Poirier, although now he's just going by his last name, Poirier. That was Funa Chicho, and that's off the Kidnap Rhythm EP that just came up on Poirier's website a few weeks ago. Featuring basically the same rhythm track, but different Montreal MCs there, spitting rhymes on top of that. And if you're going to be heading to Montreal, or Montreal, as they say, Poirier's got several gigs there on the 30th of November, so that'd be this Friday. He's at the Royal Phoenix Avec No Vacancy and the Salivation Army, and he's got some shows lined up throughout the holidays. I see Solstice and New Year's Eve, so check out PoirierSound.com. Background here, this is P. Xanten and the Pierre Lavin Pop Band with In Advance. Off another fantastic KBM compilation I've highlighted in the past, Music for Dance Floors, the cream of the KBM Music Green Label Sessions. So, right before we get to Pierrot Le Fou, let's get some French yay-yay out of the way here, and we'll do it with one of the sweethearts of the 60s, France Gall. Made a name for herself, Rex. Well, she sang a lot of Serge Gainsbourg's songs, and one of them was dealing with a lollipop, and it actually did well in Eurovision, but the subtext behind it made her want to not sing it ever again. But she persisted, and she's been a strong part of the music scene ever since. So from her 1968 album, just simply 1968, this is France Gall with Made in France, here on CITR Vancouver.
pudding et le Shetland. David Bell et Mary Quant. Dirk and Radio Caroline. Caroline, oh Caroline. It's made in England. Accordéon qui balance. Les Gauloises et la pétanque. Tout est fait le camembert. Et Maurice et Chevalier. Made in France. Les Français, les Anglais peuvent toujours essayer. Ils ne seront jamais, jamais pareil, 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 pareil. Les Bidiques aux cheveux lents, l'Antillon, Napoléon, les Gaulistes pas compliqués. Difficult to explain. It's made in England. Les guitares sont romantiques, de sonnes no terrifiques. Oh my darling, I love you. Mon amour, mon amour. C'est made in France. Entre Londres et Calais. Salvation Army. It's made in England. Le Boucher et le Pastis. Les British promènent à Nice. Et la tuna sous le manche. Bête de tuna sous la manche. C'est made in France.
From her 1970 album Soleil, that was Françoise Hardy with L'Ombre. translates as Strange Shadows. And Françoise Hardy, of course, if you're a big Wes Anderson fan, one of her songs did appear in Moonrise Kingdom, especially in the trailer itself, too. I think I've done some French yaya music in the past, but as always, there's plenty more to enjoy because it has that nice sort of pep, psyche kind of soul feel. Wonderful stuff. Anyways, in the background, this is Antoine Duhamel with Twist, and this appears on the Pirat Le Fou soundtrack, which we'll hear more of after these messages here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
Jamais je ne te dis que je t'aimerai toujours, oh mon amour. Jamais tu ne m'as promis de m'adorer toute la vie. Jamais nous n'avons échangé de tels serments méconnaissants, te connaissant. Jamais nous n'aurions cru être jamais pris par l'amour, nous qui étions si inconstants. Pourtant, pourtant, tout doucement, sans qu'entre nous rien ne soit dit, petit à petit, des sentiments se sont glissés entre nos corps qui se plaisaient à se mêler. Et puis des mots d'amour sont venus sur nos lèvres nues, petit à petit. Des tas de mots d'amour se sont mêlés tout doucement à nos baisers. Combien de mots d'amour? Jamais je n'aurais cru que tu me plairais toujours, oh mon amour. Jamais nous n'aurions pensé pouvoir vivre ensemble sans nous lasser. Nous réveiller tous les matins aussi surpris de nous trouver si bien dans le même lit. De ne désirer rien de plus que ce si quotidien plaisir d'être ensemble aussi bien. Pourtant, pourtant tout doucement, sans qu'entre nous rien ne soit dit, petit à petit, nos sentiments nous ont liés bien malgré nous sans y penser à tout jamais. Des sentiments plus forts que tous les mots d'amour connus et inconnus. Des sentiments si fous et si violents, des sentiments auxquels avant nous n'aurions jamais cru. Jamais ne dis jamais que tu m'aimeras toujours, oh mon amour. Jamais ne me promets de m'adorer toute la vie. N'échangeons surtout pas de tels serments méconnaissants, te connaissant. Gardons le sentiment que notre amour au jour le jour, que notre amour est un amour sans lendemain.
translated into English as "I never have told you that I will always love you." That was Anna Karina there on vocals, joined there on piano by Cyrus Basiak, with "Jamais je ne t'ai dit que je t'aimerais toujours," and that appears. I love how soundtracks are called in French, off "La Bande Originale" de Pierrot Le Fou. And in the background, from Pierrot Le Fou, this is Antoine Duhamel with "Sans Lendemain," and this is going to be this week's profile here on Exploding Head Movies. So Pierrot Le Fou translates as Pierre the Clown, came out in 1965, and this is in the midst of Jean-Luc Godard's fantastic 60s phase of French New Wave films before they got really sinister, but there's still a bit of an evil tear here. It starred Anna Karina, who we know also from films such as Band à Part, and also starred Jean-Paul Belmondo. And basically it just deals with an escape from a boring society as a man flees his wife, hooks up with a former babysitter, and they travel to the Mediterranean Sea, and just sort of plays off as a riff as they sort of bond together. But unfortunately there is money and criminal elements involved, and things do go downhill. But if you did see Moonrise Kingdom, which I spoke about briefly before, there's a bit of a tie that way in talking about two people escaping from society, and it sort of failed rules that way. But this definitely had a bit more of a malicious streak. But there were times on the beach, on boats, and overall, actually, there's a great sense of fun to the film. I wholeheartedly recommend it. And it was scored by Antoine Duhamel, who was born in Vermandois. He was the son of a French writer and an actress, studied music, of course, at the Sorbonne. Did his first score in 1960 and worked with many film directors. He also did the music to Jean-Luc Godard's 1967 film Weekend, which actually appeared on the AV Club as a part of a recent discussion about films with a striking scene with irony, but it's just really, really harsh. It's a tough film to recommend, but it is well worth a look. Anyways, from the soundtrack to Pierrot Le Fou, or Le Bande Originale, we'll listen to Antoine Duhamel. We're going to start off with Ferdinand before hearing Pierrot itself.
Thank you.
Moi j'ai une toute petite ligne de chance. Moi j'ai une toute petite ligne de chance. Si peu de chance dans la mer, ça me fait peur des lendemains. Ma ligne de chance, ma ligne de chance. Dis-moi chérie, qu'est-ce que t'en penses?
Ce que j'en pense, quelle importance. C'est fou ce que j'aime ta ligne de hanche. Ta ligne de hanche,
ma ligne de chance.
J'aime la caresser de mes mains. Ta ligne de hanche,
ma ligne de chance.
C'est une fleur dans mon jardin.
Mais regarde ma petite ligne de chance. Mais regarde ma petite ligne de chance. Regarde ce tout petit destin, si petit au creux de ma main. Ma ligne de chance, ma ligne de chance. Dis-moi chérie, qu'est-ce que t'en penses?
Ce que j'en pense, quelle importance. Tais-toi et donne-moi ta main. Ta ligne de hanche,
ma ligne de chance.
C'est un oiseau dans le matin. Ta ligne de hanche,
ma ligne de chance.
L'oiseau frivole de nos destins.
Quand même une si petite ligne de chance. Quand même une si petite ligne de chance. Une si petite ligne, c'est moins que rien. À peine un petit point dans la main. Ma ligne de chance, ma ligne de chance. Dis-moi chérie, qu'est-ce que t'en penses?
Ce que j'en pense, quelle importance. Je suis fou de joie tous les matins. Ta ligne de hanche,
ma ligne de chance.
Un oiseau chante dans mes mains. Ta ligne
de hanche,
ma ligne
de chance.
C'est l'oiseau vol de nos destins.
So from the 1965 film Pura Le Chou, we heard Antoine Duhamel there with Ferdinand, then Pierrot, and this is actually him in the background with L'Amour Bleu. And then we closed off with Cyrus Basiak again on the piano, joined by Anna Karina, and then an uncredited Jean-Paul Belmondo with Ma Ligne de Chance. And, you have to see Pura Le Feu. I was sort of brought into it just based on a movie still of Anna Karina and all her sublimeness, just wearing a red dress, holding a pair of scissors, sort of cutting the scene in front of you. As though she could sort of like crush your head or splice her just by looking at you one way or another. Most people can find Pura Le Feu, Le Bande Originale, partnered with Jean-Luc Godard's other film that had Antoine Duhamel scored. That could be a sentence when it grows up. So you can find Pura Le Feu along with Weekend bundled together as a single disc. And that came out in 2001. Through Universal France. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. I'm already bleeding into the rebroadcast of The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, but very least I have one song to queue up as I try to figure out how to bring up the episode that we need to listen to. And at that point, overnight programming, I'm going to have to sort that out myself too. So there might be a mixture of Exploding Head Movies and The Jazz Show episodes up until 6 a.m. Tuesday morning when Pacific Pickin' takes over the reins. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via CITR.ca. It'll be up on iTunes soon enough, so you can just search there for CITR, along with Exploding Head Movies. As mentioned at the top of the show, if you can't subscribe to the podcast, it will be soon uploaded to Mixcloud, and then it will appear on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Google+, all those places, so you can catch up that way. So, next week, to celebrate 50 years of the James Bond films, we're going to take a look at the first Bond film soundtrack. And there'll be John Barry along with Monty Newman for Dr. No. And then we'll listen to Thomas Newman, with the latest Bond film, Skyfall. Otherwise, since Larry Hagman passed away, I've been sorting through a whole bunch of Dallas music. And we could always just drop in the I Dream of Jeannie theme as well, too. So we're going to close off with Danish producer Thomas Barfod. Released a fantastic album earlier this year, his debut, called Salt and Sea. And we're going to listen to November Skies, featuring Nina Knert on vocals there. And then, yeah, we'll get a repeat broadcast of the Jazz Show lined up once we get all our ducks in a row. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Stay bundled up. I know it's going to get warmer a little later, but I believe that will bring back the rain. See ya.
Ooh, I'm not. There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas, and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
Alright, if you aren't already there, tonight there is a sold-out benefit concert for pianist, saxophonist, and bandleader Ross Taggart at the Capilano University's NSCU Center in North Vancouver. Gamma Walker is there right now in honor of his colleague and friend, as Taggart is battling renal cancer. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to re-air Gavin's show from November 12th. So this will be a repeat broadcast of the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker here. And this will basically close out CITR's broadcast Monday. We'll have some other shows lined up afterwards of Gavin's and of mine, Exploding Head Movies afterwards. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this previously broadcast version of the Jazz Show. Gavin Walker from the past will be present along shortly here. Take care.